My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, yesterday was a somber day. Lions won, but Aiden Hutchinson broke his leg, and his season is in question. Likely done for the entire season. They have not ruled him out, but likely done for the entire season. And when Doug and Scott came in for crosstalk, Doug was gutted. You could tell. He was super down. I listened to the afternoon show. Mike and Rico, headline, season's over. They clarified, yeah, this team can still make the playoffs, but the Super Bowl dream is dead. And maybe I'm just in denial. I don't think the season's over. I still think they can win the Super Bowl. And maybe it's because I just don't want to believe the season's over in October. But John, maybe it's coping. They're really good against the run. The secondary looks improved. They're going to add somebody on the edge. I don't think it's going to be a Miles Garrett or a Max Crosby. But maybe it's a Harold Landry, a Za'Darius Smith, fingers crossed, Trey Hendrickson. I think they'll add somebody. And their offense looks better than a year ago. Nobody scares me in the NFC. Am I in denial?
No, I don't think you're in denial. And some of it is, okay, we're, you know, what, 6 weeks in, already had the bye week. And like you said, I don't think there's any unbeatable team. There's no one that strikes fear. And we'll get a chance to see Minnesota firsthand, the undefeated team in the NFC, this weekend. But I don't, and maybe this is my perception of Sam Darnold that needs to change. And I have upgraded my perception of him, but I still don't think he is a top 15 quarterback in the NFL. He's performing much better than that right now. I just think over the course of a season, some of those warts will be shown again. I'm curious as to see how he handles the secondary of the Lions defense, because they're going to be able to get everybody out in routes.
Mm-hmm.
No have to worry about chipping because Aiden Hutchinson won't be there.
Yep.
To your point, and I don't see a dominant team in the NFC. I see this team as the best offense in the NFL. Now, what do you need to pair that with? Can it be a top 15 defense? Are they still a top 15 defense without Aiden Hutchinson?
I don't know.
I think they do need to add an edge. There's no question. They need to add an edge. But one's not going to be here for this game against Minnesota. And they have until early November, mm-hmm. the trade deadline, to analyze, to make calls, to put together a deal with another team, whoever that might be, to get more edge help? Would it be a major move, a positive, to add edge talent? Because it's not just adding it now, unless you're adding a guy that's in the last year of his contract, but you can always then obviously, you know, extend him. But if you add somebody, it's what we wanted him to do in the offseason, and then next year when Aiden Hutchinson is back, and maybe he's back earlier, but when he is back, now you've got a tandem.
Yeah, I mean, I think edge was already a need, and clearly Aiden's, if not the best, one of the best edge players in the entire league. He was tracking to have a breakout season, and he already has established himself as one of the best, but he was tracking to be the defensive player of the year. So that's why I said, like, am I in denial? Am I not making a big enough deal of this? I know how good he is, and I think we did a good job yesterday highlighting just how important he is to this football team, but one player on defense shouldn't sink this ship. 248-539-9797. You guys can weigh in on that. Phones and ticket texts. This question about the season being over, like, I don't consider the season over. And maybe that is that I don't want it to be over. But I think they did make strides adding DJ Reader to this defensive line to stay as one of the elite run-stopping units, which means you're going to get a lot of third and longs, which means your secondary is going to be tested. I think the secondary is better. They're going to blitz more, clearly. That's not the only solution. You can't blitz your way to a Super Bowl. But I do feel like they're better than the Niners. I think they're better than the Eagles. We're going to get a chance to see head up against the Vikings, but two meetings this season against them. This team is still the best team in the North to me. And if you're winning your division, if you've got home playoff games, if nobody else in the NFC is head and shoulders better than you, yeah, I'm going to take this team, puncher's chance all the way. You get to the Super Bowl, you're probably underdogs against Mahomes or Lamar or Josh Allen or whoever is from the AFC. But you're in the game at that point.
Yeah.
Like, get to the game and see what happens. And I'm not promising Aiden's going to come back. I think the chances are probably less than 10%.
Yeah.
Maybe 5%. But what if he does come back? I mean, either way, get to the game and see what happens.
I don't think the season's over. I think all of the goals are still in front of them. You're going to have guys that are currently on the roster step up and play better. Now, as Dan had said, we'll get a chance to talk to him at 8:02.
Yeah.
But as he had talked about is a... these guys are on the roster for a reason. We have to develop players for situations like this. Now, do I believe Josh Pascal can go out there and fill the void of Aiden Hutchinson? No. Do I think James Houston can fill the void of Aiden Hutchinson?
No.
No. But you have to get an aggregate of as much of Aiden Hutchinson as you can possibly get.
Here's Aiden Hutchinson's PFF stats as his season ends. He was the number one defensive player, according to PFF. He had the number one pass rush grade. He had the most quarterback pressures, the most sacks, the most quarterback hits, the most hurries. He had the best pass rush productivity grade and the highest pass rush win rate. There's nobody you can trade for to replace him. Nobody. So I understand where that comes from, this belief that, like, you're just not going to replace Aiden Hutchinson. But it doesn't mean the team has to crumble. It doesn't mean you can't still win the Super Bowl. The team has a bunch of other really good players on offense and defense now.
Yeah.
And I will be disappointed if they don't at least trade for some level of pass rush in the next 3 weeks. Let's get to the phones. John on a cell. You're on 97.1. John, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to tell you how we're still Super Bowl bound, at least have the possibility. I was at the game, and as many people told you, it was electric. But hey, we got prayers up for Hutch, but we still got so many playmakers on both sides of the ball. I mean, look at what Brian Branch is doing.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely incredible. I mean, I have never seen a rookie. Remember starting what he did in Kansas City, who came out, exploded on the scene, moved him to another position, and he is still producing at a high level. But it's not just on the defensive side of the ball, along with Kirby Joseph. I look at what Amon-Ra St. Brown is doing. He wasn't even targeted until later in the game. But when you go back and look, he's still blocking downfield, knowing he's not getting the ball. And then when it was time for him to get the ball, he's scoring a touchdown. So that's why I'm saying, guys, we got a complete team. If we can get something on pass rush, we can't replace Hutchinson. But if we get something on the pass rush, guys, I still think we got a great chance to go all the way.
Yeah, and John, I'm with you. I've seen more and more names get thrown out in the now, 48 hours since the game was played? Not quite. Trey Hendrickson, if Cincinnati loses a couple more games, that's guy number one. Harold Landry on a Titans team that already has a bunch of losses. Landry has familiarity with Terrell Williams, who is now the Lions' D-line coach. Landry had 10 sacks a year ago, is healthy from that ACL. That'd be another name I'd inquire about. And then we brought up Za'Darius Smith. None of these guys are Hutch. I'm not asking them to be. I don't expect them to be. Other guys are going to have to step up and play better around him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, you're going to still have to try and create pressure. Some of that can come from the middle. You're going to have to get edge pressure as well. And to do that, you're going to have to go out there and add someone.
Brian in Sterling Heights here on 97.1.
Oh, man. When I heard Valeni say that yesterday, and the Lions are pretty much wiped out from a Super Bowl contender, and I would love to tell it to him to his face, but his little Kenny and David block me all the time when I call. But I'm going to tell you guys, and if you want to relay it, go ahead.
I'll pass it along.
Listen, when Aiden went down, from what I saw, I watched the entire game. They didn't miss a beat the rest of that 2.5 quarters of that game. And you say, like, you get these guys, these awesome premier pass rushers and studs, because it helps enhance lesser talent. Well, first of all, I'm not sure there is lesser talent, but if there is, this is their chance to be like Aiden. Now step up and do it. Because like you just said, you know, Cookies, there is no team better in the NFC still, in my opinion, with the loss of Aiden, still better than the Lions in the NFC. And I think they have the total legit chance to get to the Super Bowl. And, yeah, you're going to see it today, this week when they take on Minnesota. That's a huge test and chance to knock them off the ranks of the unbeaten.
Brian Sterling Heights, I'll write this note down. I'll pass it along to the guys.
So the only thing I would say to Brian is when they didn't miss a beat, and I don't know what they were talking about in the afternoon, nor do I care. But when Aiden went down in the third quarter, that Dallas team had already waved the white flag.
Yeah.
They were going through the motions. They were a decimated team in every facet of the term decimated. Injuries, performance, mentally, they were absolutely beat up. And so, yeah, they didn't miss a beat because they had no heartbeat at that time.
Yeah, the real test is this week and in the coming weeks when you play Green Bay and you play Houston, you're going to play some good quarterbacks and you're not going to get the same level of pressure without Aiden. You're just not going to do it. His point, though, is no one in the NFC is scary. You very much are in the NFC race. You're as good as anybody, if not better than anybody, especially if you had a pass rusher. So my question was, are we in denial? Am I in denial? I don't think the dream is dead. Afternoon show, I disagree with them. They presented the case that, yes, this team's Super Bowl opportunity is over. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.